Aircheckdownloads.com.
Late night, Graham Torrington.
Hello again, here we are together then for a Wednesday night. And tonight, is it always best to tell the truth? When is being honest cause more harm than good? And then later, why losing a leg made him feel reborn? Jack's story after 11.
Stories, music, life. Late night, Graham Torrington on BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Let's begin with Simply Red. Simply Red and Stars. It's late night, Graham Torrington. Hopefully your Wednesday has gone well so far. Me, it's been okay today. Oh, we're back with the mystery voice tonight. Rolling on to night 17, but you may want to actually give it a while before you actually call me, because I'll be giving you clue 2 in around about 20 minutes and then playing on the radio in around about an hour from now. Alison Moyet and Love Resurrection. Here until 1 o'clock tonight, late night, Graham Torrington. My after 11 guest this evening is a man who was born with a very rare condition, which meant his right leg did not grow properly, leaving him in severe pain. At the age of only 16, he elected to have his leg removed, and after he had it removed, he felt reborn. His name is Jack Ayres. He's made history by becoming the first amputee to be crowned Mr. England. He'll represent the country in the Mr. World contest in January next year. His story is uplifting and inspirational, and I'll be talking to him after 11 o'clock tonight on Late Night Graham Torrington. Songs on the show before 1 o'clock tonight, you'll hear all of these. They're latest from Alice Merton.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home.
Also on the way, Johnny Bristol. And coming soon, Elvis.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled.
Just a little taste then of some of the songs coming up before I leave you tonight at 1. And don't forget, as we get to 12, going into Thursday morning, with the Midnight Love Songs. Half an hour of beautiful music to take us into a new day. And I'll tell you how you can get a dedication on the Midnight Love Songs a little later on tonight. But first, is it always best to tell the truth? I read somewhere the other day, people who always tell the truth won't have many friends. So is that true? Has telling the truth got you into trouble or made matters worse? Do you have an example in your life of being honest did more harm than good? I'd love you to share your story right now. Is it always best to tell the truth? Get involved. You can email me, gt@bbc.co.uk. If you want to text me, 81333. Start your message with GT.
Call Graham now. 0800 121 8181. BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Misha Paris, My One Temptation on the Late Night Graham Torrington. Songs come out very soon. The latest from Jess Glynn on the way. There's some Simon and Garfunkel and The Real Thing to play in a few moments' time as well. Have you ever regretted telling the truth about something? I'm not talking about little white lies here. I'm talking about big, proper lies. No one likes to be lied to, but the truth really can hurt. Has telling the truth got you into trouble or made matters worse? Has being honest ever backfired on you or someone that you know? Share your story now. Email me, gt@bbc.co.uk. If you want to text, 81333. Start your message with GT. I posted this on my Facebook just before I went on air tonight, and a lot of people have reacted already. Jill says, don't ask for my opinion if you don't want the truth. Gaynor says, I always try to be honest, not that it gets you anywhere. Linda's been in touch on Facebook as well. She said, people who tell the truth have the friends who care. If friends walk away after hearing the truth, they weren't meant to stay. I did tell the truth about something, but lost family members in doing so. So, have you ever regretted telling the truth about something? Not little white lies here. I'm talking about big, proper lies.
Call Graham now. 0800 121 8181. BBC Hereford and Worcester.
If you want to email me, gt@bbc.co.uk. If you're texting tonight, 81333. Start your message with GT. Simon and Garfunkel now. Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson on Late Night Graham Torrington here, Sunday to Thursday, 10 to 1. The latest from Jess Glynn in just a few moments' time, Rufus and Chuck Carr to play, and also The Real Thing coming up in a few moments' time as well. Have you ever regretted telling the truth about something? I'm not talking about little white lies here. I'm talking about, you know, those big whoppers, big, proper lies. No one likes being lied to, but the truth can hurt. So is telling the truth got you into trouble, made matters worse? I'd love your story tonight. You can email me, gt@bbc.co.uk. If you want to text 81333, start your message with GT. There's also my Facebook page, which is Late Night Graham Torrington. Vicky's posted on there. She said, yes, I was honest with a so-called friend who I'd known for 33 years about her behaviour. I've not spoken to her since. Hello, Graham. I think honesty can be a good thing if the proverbial air needs to be cleared between people, but it always needs to be used in conjunction with tact, discretion, and sensitivity. Also, the motivation for being honest needs to be considered. Too often, I think, honesty is used as an excuse just to vent one's spleen or to be critical of the other person, says Angie. I think you're right in all of that. Absolutely. Spot on. Have you ever regretted telling the truth about something?
Text GT and your message to 81333. It's a standard message rate. See our privacy notice at bbc.co.uk/local-radio-privacy.
Aircheckdownloads.com.